Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow.
Let's get right into it. The market today felt like a tug of war. We saw a strong open, especially in those big mega cap names, but the momentum just couldn't hold.
Exactly. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ finished up, but well off their highs. It felt like there was a real lack of conviction out there. What was holding buyers back?
It's all about the macro picture right now. All eyes are on Washington and the looming government shutdown. That's creating a lot of uncertainty. If it happens, we might not even get the big jobs report on Friday. And you know how much the market is hanging on every piece of economic data.
So the market is in a holding pattern, waiting for a signal. Let's talk about where the money did and didn't go. Energy was the big loser today, down almost 2%. What happened there?
That was a direct hit from reports that OPEC Plus is likely to increase oil production. Crude oil futures dropped over 3%, and the energy stocks followed suit. It was a sharp reversal after a really strong run.
Okay, so money flowed out of energy. Where did it find a home? I saw the semiconductor space was making some noise early on.
It certainly was. The semi-index faded a bit into the close, but the action under the surface was incredibly strong. NVIDIA held onto a solid 2% gain, moving further above its 50-day moving average, which is a key technical sign. But the real stars were the memory chip names.
You're talking about Western Digital and Seagate?
Absolutely. Western Digital, WDC, was up over 9%. Seagate, STX, was up over 5%. That's not just strength, that's leadership. When you see that kind of explosive move in a specific group, you have to pay attention.
And we also had a major M&A deal in the gaming world with Electronic Arts. A $55 billion all-cash deal, that's a huge headline.
A massive deal. It definitely put a spotlight on the sector, but it wasn't enough to lift the whole communication services group, which was dragged down by weakness in Google and Meta.
All right, let's pivot to the trader's playbook. Based on today's price action, what are the key setups you're watching for tomorrow? Where's the actionable intelligence?
I'm focused on stocks that showed late-day accumulation on expanding volume. That's the institutional footprint. And number one on my list is Western Digital, WDC. That close was monstrous.
So how do you play it?
You have to watch the 116 level. I'm looking for an opening test or retest of that area. If it holds 116 and curls back up, that opens the door for a squeeze toward 118 and potentially 120. The stop would be just under 115.
Okay. WDC is on the primary watch. What else is showing that continuation pattern?
I'm also watching AppLovin, ticker APP, in the software space, and AutoZone A to ZO in consumer cyclicals. Both had powerful closes right near their highs. For APP, the key is for it to hold the 712 area for a potential push to 717. For AutoZone, if it can base above 4270, a breakthrough 4285 could trigger a fast move to 4300.
Those are some big ticket names. Any more speculative plays on your radar?
Definitely. In the EV and battery space, ABAT had a fantastic afternoon reversal. The pivot there is around $5.05. If that level holds, a move to 530 is in the cards. It's higher risk, so you have to manage your size, but the momentum is undeniable.
Now, on the flip side, let's talk about a name that didn't work today despite good news. Carnival Cruise Line beat earnings and raised guidance, but the stock sold off. What's the lesson there?
That was a classic sell the news event. Fundamentally, the report was stellar. Booking trends are at record highs into 2026, but the stock had already run up significantly. It's a crucial reminder that price action is king. The news was good, but the sellers were in control. It doesn't mean the long-term story is broken, but for tomorrow, you have to respect the selling pressure.
A great point. So let's bring it all together with the major indices. What are the make-or-break levels for the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ that traders need to watch?
For the S&P 500 via SPY, the 662 level is critical support. We need to hold that to keep the bullish case alive. Resistance is waiting at 664 and then 665. For the NASDAQ via QQQ, it's all about that 599 to 600 zone. It's been coiling right below it. A clean, decisive break above 600 could be the trigger for the next leg higher.
Fantastic breakdown. So the key takeaway is cautious optimism. Focus on relative strength in names like WDC and APP, respect the key index levels, and keep one eye on the headlines out of Washington.
Exactly. Be nimble, know your levels, and follow the volume. That's how you navigate a market like this.
That's all the time we have for Next Day Prep. We'll be back tomorrow. Trade smart, everyone.